the last sunset. We're holding hands and we're staring down there. And good days are in front of me. And good days are in front of me. Cause you're my bunny and I'm your Clyde. Since day one I've been ride or die. This time I had it all wrong. But the good days gone and the bad days done on me. On me. On me. Good days gone, but the bad days done on me. On me. On me. Good days gone, but the bad days done on me.
Love.
This is Miss Emily, and you're listening to CFRC.
Hold back the river and part the sea, because I'm no change. Changes the
one. Hey everyone, it's 8 p.m. on Saturday and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Welcome to Peace, Love, and Jenny. This program's all about the classics with the spotlight on the sounds of the 60s and 70s, plus a few modern artists who bring that same timeless vintage feel. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop, spanning decades but all connected through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. Okay, hey everyone. This week's theme is really special to me because today's episode is a Valentine's Day theme. So I hope everyone's having a lovely Valentine's Day so far and settling into the night with some lovesick, emotional, and beautiful music. The songs I've chosen tonight are full of stories, romance, and that soft kind of love that feels perfect for a Valentine's evening. To kick things off, I wanted to start with a song I think captures pure love and classic romance so effortlessly. Can't Take My Eyes Off You was written in 1967 by Bob Crewe and Bob Gedio, and it actually turned out to be a surprise hit. Frankie Valli had already seen huge success with the Four Seasons, but this song was something different. It begins soft and intimate and then opens up into that big, joyful chorus we all know and love. Fun fact, Frankie wasn't even sure it would work at first, and now it's one of the most iconic love songs ever written. And honestly, once it starts, you really can't take your eyes or your ears off of it. Here it is. Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Trust me.
What a beautiful song. And sticking with that timeless and lovesick feeling, we're moving into a track that's had a huge resurgence on Spotify and continues to capture hearts to this day. It's a beautifully written and, to me, feels so Valentine's. I Only Have Eyes for You has a really sweet origin story. It was originally written back in the 1930s, inspired by that feeling of being so in love that the rest of the world just fades away. The writers wanted to capture that moment when you're in a crowded room, lights, people, and noise everywhere, but none of it matters because you're only focused on one person. When the Flamingos recorded it decades later, they leaned fully into that emotion, slowing down and giving it that dreamy, floating sound. The result is a song that feels like being completely lost in love where nothing else exists. It's beautiful and perfectly fits for Valentine's Day. So here it is, I Only Have Eyes for You by the Flamingos.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright.
just close my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train. Trying to take away my worries of today and leave tomorrow behind. Ooh, Dreamweaver, I believe you can get me through the night. Ooh, Dreamweaver, I believe we can reach the morning light. Fly me high.
Greetings and a warm welcome to the Pantheon. I'm your host, Madeline. The Pantheon is an auditory feast where you're expected to leave any and all reservations at the door. We will explore a different theme each week based on concepts found in literature, music, and mythology. So for those seeking an adventure, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM on Thursdays at 8 p.m. and I'll see you there.
That was Dreamweaver by Gary Wright. It's one of those songs that truly feels like you're drifting through a dream. It's such a vibe, and every time I hear it, it helps me imagine what Valentine's Day might have felt like back in the 70s. Up next, we're moving into a song from a Canadian legend who captures emotion and romance so effortlessly. A Case of You was written in the early 70s and is inspired by a deeply personal love in Joni Mitchell's life. The phrase, A Case of You comes from the idea of love being something you can carry with you, something that stays even as relationships change or come to an end. Joni once described the song as loving someone for who they truly are, flaws and all. It's tender, reflective, and filled with a kind of love that doesn't fade easily. So, here's A Case of You.
Before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star. And I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar. On the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light, I drew a map of Canada. I would still be on my feet. I am a lonely painter. I live in a box of paint. Love is touching souls. Surely you touch mine, 'cause part of you pours out of me in these lines from time to time. Oh, you're in my blood like holy wine. It tastes so bitter and so sweet. Oh, she said, go to him, stay with him if you can, but be prepared to bleed. Oh, but you are in my blood, you're my holy wine. You're so bitter, bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you.
baby, I'm yours.
With all of her clothes and all, she walked with all my CDs. She was too small to take the big screen, so she took all my DVDs. I swear the woman went crazy, oh, cussing and yelling at me. I tell you, nothing's gonna break me as long as I still believe. Call me all kinds of names and all. She cussed me right where I stood. She said she no longer loves me. She called me trifling and no good. I didn't There wasn't nothing to say. If it's not written in the stars, girl, I won't beg you to stay. But you know I'm gonna make it, 'cause I still believe in love. Yeah, you know I still believe in
Office of VP Research offers undergraduate students meaningful opportunities to engage in discovery-based learning and to develop research and presentation skills through their Undergraduate Student Summer Research Fellowship and the Undergraduate Student Research Award. Do you self-identify as a Black or Indigenous person? There are allocated funds through the USRA to help address the disproportionate underfunding of Black and Indigenous scholars at the undergraduate level. All projects are paid full-time work under the guidance of a faculty researcher and run from May through August. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department supervisor today. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department or supervisor today. Access the website to learn more, queensu.ca/VPR/resources/undergraduate. For general inquiries, contact Tracy Allen at allent@queensu.ca.
That was Still Believe in Love by Molly Johnson, a Canadian artist with a truly beautiful and unmistakable voice. That track comes from her All I See Is Love EP and feels like such a sincere reflection on romance and hope. Keeping things with some newer artists, we're moving into Calero. This next song is one of her most romantic tracks, and it leans into softness in the best way. Terrapin is inspired by the idea of slow, gentle love. A terrapin is a small turtle known for moving at its own pace and carrying its home wherever it goes. And Calero loved the imagery as a metaphor for comfort, safety, and letting love unfold naturally. The song is about vulnerability without pressure, choosing patience, warmth, and emotional ease. It's calm, cozy, and feels like a quiet moment you want to stay in. So here it is, Terrapin.
I guess Cherry on the top, it's heaven in my heart, and we could find you some space. I could be the world to you, the missing piece, the extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard, with me that isn't the case. Cause I think it's so easy to fall in love, so come give me with
So Easy to Fall in Love by Olivia Dean. She actually just won Best New Artist of the Year, and honestly, I could not agree more. She's incredible. I love how her music carries that vintage, soulful sounding feel that still sounds fresh and modern. Up next, we're going back to a true classic with Andy Kim and Baby I Love You. This song has a really sweet, almost accidental love story behind it. Andy Kim wrote it in the late 1960s, inspired by that simple joy of young love. That moment when saying I love you feels brand new, a little scary, but really exciting. He wanted it to sound uncomplicated, like something you'd say straight from the heart without overthinking it. What makes Baby I Love You sound so special is how effortless it feels. There's no big drama or grand decorations, just warmth, sincerity, and that pure feeling of loving someone and wanting them to know. So here it is, Baby I Love You.
Folk Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, he won't bother you. He's a busy man, he's got things to do.
It's all here, Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Now
That was I'm Not in Love, one of my favorite romance songs, and you can really hear the yearning and emotion in it. It is a dreamy, almost floaty feeling that makes it so beautiful. We are coming on to our final song of the night, my hidden gem for this week. I chose I Will Always Love You, the original version by Dolly Parton. It's a beautiful song, and it's the perfect way to close out our Valentine's episode. Dolly wrote in 1973 as a loving goodbye, choosing gratitude and respect over heartbreak. You can really hear that honesty in every line. Simple, sincere, and timeless. Thank you so much for listening to Peace, Love, and Jenny. I hope you enjoyed these beautiful, love-filled songs and have a lovely Valentine's Day. Make sure to tune in next week at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Here it is, I Will Always Love You.
But above all of this, I wish you love.